You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Two people were arrested on drug trafficking charges near a youth activity center in Burnett County last week. According to court documents, 48-year-old James Langer of Webster and 32-year-old Christina Dillard of Loyal are both facing felony drug charges following their arrests last week. Authorities say the two were taken into custody near a youth center after they conducted controlled buys of the drugs from the pair during their investigation. Authorities also say methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cash were seized during the arrest. Bayfield County officials say they're looking to provide improved social services by hiring more social workers. The county is looking to hire 3 full-time social worker positions who will mostly work with children in the area. Wisconsin has seen a growing social worker shortage in recent years, making it increasingly difficult for municipalities to find properly qualified workers and prevent excessive turnover. Bayfield County officials say they used to receive dozens of applications from qualified social workers, but now just receive a handful. Hundreds of Wisconsin residents gathered at the state capitol in Madison on Friday to protest efforts by the Trump administration to cut funding for the National Institutes of Health and other research grants. The NIH is the largest source of federal funding for research across the country, contributing tens of millions of dollars to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Protesters gathered in the Capitol Rotunda, seeking to draw more attention to the importance of that research funding for things like cancer, Alzheimer's, and heart disease. The Rice Lake City Council will discuss the potential purchase of the National Guard Armory building again this week. The council will further consider the purchase in a closed session on Tuesday after reviewing public input on the possible future of the site over the last couple of weeks. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs offered the city and Barron County the right of refusal on the over $500,000 property. The county declined, but Rice Lake is considering using it for affordable housing or a community center. Wisconsin parks managed by the National Park Service saw a record number of visitors in 2024. According to the National Park Service data, the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway saw the biggest difference with over 900,000 visitors, a record high, and a 12% increase over 2023. The Apostle Islands also saw a 3% increase and near record high last year with nearly 254,000 visitors. The increases come as the Trump administration seeks to slash the federal workforce, including National Park Service workers. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has announced the return of nearly $10 million of unclaimed property to residents. Officials say the funds include things like uncashed dividends and funds from saving accounts that residents may have forgotten about. Nearly 500 notices were sent out to residents across the state with over $2,000 in unclaimed property. Over 30,000 residents with less than $2,000 in unclaimed property received a combined $3.5 million in checks from the department. Governor Tony Evers has announced the appointment of Phil Grassman to serve as the new Rusk County Sheriff. According to a press release, Grassman will serve the remainder of Sheriff Jeffrey Wallace's current term ending in 2027. Sheriff Wallace recently announced his intent to retire and said Grassman will be an excellent replacement. Grassman joined the sheriff's office as a deputy in 2004 and was appointed chief deputy in 2015. He also served as deputy warden of the Wisconsin DNR in Ladysmith from 2007 to 2016. Sawyer County authorities say two men have been arrested following a standoff that involved firearms and explosives. 47-year-old Michael Aaron Colalillo Sr. and 40-year-old Zachary Horan are facing multiple criminal charges in relation to the January incident. Authorities say they responded to an altercation between Colalillo and a victim, which involved allegations of assault, illegal firearm possession, and the creation of homemade explosives. That incident led to an extensive investigation by authorities before the arrests. A number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. On Wednesday, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Those workers still have little clarity on their job security after these 45 days. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill, titled the Climate Accountability Act, is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
College basketball, the Badgers learn they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after four losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the L.A. Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a two-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. There might be a little trouble on Planet Netflix. Despite record gains last year, the streaming platform that seems to keep adding viewers and raising prices all at the same time saw its stock go down 8.5% according to Variety, due to what most analysts are calling slower subscriber growth and a broader market reaction to President Trump's indecision on tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I know acting pretty much sounds like a cushy gig to most people outside the biz, but during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, actor Walton Goggins told the story of how he was bitten by a snake while filming episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus. The irony was that the snake was supposed to bite his co-star, Amy Lou Wood, who plays his girlfriend on the show. Macho Man Goggins owned up, though, and says he didn't exactly play it cool. Instead, he yelled, "Oh my God, I got bit by a snake," repeatedly in front of everyone. Cynthia Erivo is not just a Broadway star and Oscar-nominated singer-actor. The Emmy, Grammy, and Tony winner has just signed on to her next project, which will be an action thriller movie. There are not many details about the plot just yet, but Lionsgate has indicated the project will start production in June. This will just add momentum to the role Erivo is already on. She has signed on to play Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl and will host the Tonys. Dolly Parton released a new song in honor of her deceased husband of 60 years, Carl Thomas Dean. The song is called "If You Hadn't Been There, I Wouldn't Be Here." Dean passed away a few days ago at the age of 82. The two met on Parton's first day in Nashville at a laundromat. Parton says Dean called out to her to get her attention, and the two never looked back. At first, she probably thought he just needed quarters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s, even lower 70s. And be careful with fire. There will be elevated grassland fire danger today. Tonight, breezy into the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, low to mid 40s. We'll be back in the 60s, even close to 70 later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.